Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first segment of Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom with Money Mike and Lady Flavor. And of course, I am Lady Flavor. This show is... You can't hear Michael? Okay, so we might have some technical difficulties, hopefully not. But anyway, this is the first segment of Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom with Money Mike and Lady Flavor. On this show, we're just going to be playing tracks for you. We're not giving you artist names or even the title of the tracks. We want you, the listeners, to check them out and then go over to flavornews.com and click on the Flossom and Tossom page and place your vote. Hopefully, you'll be able to see the polls that have been put up on that particular page and be able to click Flossom or Tossom on there. If you're not able to see that, then just send us a message off of that page and say track one, track two, track three, either Flossom or Tossom, and we'll be able to keep a tally that way. So anyway, let me see if I can bring in the host, Money Mike. Money Mike, are you there?
Money Mike is here, and Money Mike is prepared for this musical intervention, is what I like to call it, because sometimes we as human beings have a hard time of hearing ourselves. But this is not to, you know, bag on anybody or put anybody down. We just, you know, want to get everybody on the same page as far as what to us would be considered good music. And in my opinion, good music is something that not only reaches out to one crowd, but a variety of crowds and different age groups. So
with that said, today Money Mike has decided that we are going to feature hip-hop artists. We're not going to tell you where they're from. Again, we're not naming names. We're not even naming the names of the tracks. So sit back and take a listen. You can judge it off of the lyrics. You can judge it off of the music, the presentation of it all. You know, however you as the listener would judge any music that you would consider listening to or even purchasing. So let me scroll down and find our first artist to play.
We need some nice, like, theme music.
I know.
To build up at the moment.
I know. We need some help. I was telling Michael we need, you know, an intro for our show and this and that. Maybe, I don't know, we need to add some stuff. But this is the first segment, and this track is going to be the first one that we play. This is track one. So if you're online listening live or in the chat room, you can also pull up the Flavor News page and Flossom and Tossom and vote while you're listening, or come back, listen to this in the archives, and then go over to the website and vote. So the track number one.
Talking like sleeping in the summertime, sleeping out the years that won't go by. I gotta choose mine. It's talking like jumping in the summertime, peeping out the hills that won't go by. I've got to choose mine.
Hey, little mama, I like your style.
I heard it through the vine that you're kind of wild. Hey, sexy with the Manolo blonde, you smoke chronic.
Hey, and you know this boy.
I come with full play, cause I'm your toy. We 9 cars deep in the park, me and my boys. Now move the horse away from my car, police tripping. Cause we parking lot, pimping. Girl, come on over cause my game is dripping. I wanna rub it on your body in different positions. Feet nails, I just can't choose. The homies say I'm greedy, it's the player that's in me. Now if you're wide enough for me, then do that sexy dance in circles around me. It's time that we shake the spot, follow me. 9 cars deep on the way to the beat. Almost wrecked in the middle of the street, flossing. Didn't see the sign, bikini crossing. Victoria's attitude is bikini and lingerie. Freakish. She wanna keep it secret. I zig and zag my way through the sand. Trying not to step on the ones getting tanned. They whisper to rub oil on their skin. Hey, homeboys, I can't wander too far. I might miss a female that wanna sleep with my car. Cause these 24s twinkle like the North Star. Females come running from the near and the far.
Say, what's your name?
We just waiting on the night to fall, that's how we do. Fool, I'll be damned if I'm paying a dub. When it's more females outside than in the club. I rolled up, flashing my brights. I made them pause, like them deering headlights. Say, ladies, you look real nice, especially old girl with the jeans and tight. Damn, I think I better take flight. I'm ducking and dodging the homies on sight. Why? Cause late nights, they drank too much, and they known for messing up a lot of stuff. Don't get me wrong, I got love for my boys, but it's time to choose a toy. Hey, girl, take a sip of my Hennessy while I x-ray up and down your body.
I've been watching you all the time is right, and I like it hot. Oh, yeah, rolling, baby, rolling, baby. Talking like sleeping in the summertime, yeah. Even like the fields that won't go by. Oh, baby, gotta choose mine.
Okay, that was track one. I see there's some comments in the chat room about that particular one. One of the listeners says, nice bass line, but the hook gets weak. So, you know, anybody that wants to come into the chat room, feel free to register and put your thoughts in there as far as what you think about the tracks. Also, you know, when you go over to flavornews.com and you place that vote, you can also make a comment, you know, by sending a message to us off that particular page and let us know the reason why you said flossum or tossum on that particular track. So I think, should we get into another track, or you have something to say? Want to chime in?
My personal opinion on the track would have to be, I'm going to have to say that would be a toss-em, in my opinion. Just mainly because I'm going to have to agree with, as far as the hook, it gets kind of weak on the hook. And then on top of that, it's like you want to make something that's, once again, that reaches out to not one particular crowd, but a wide variety of people. That's if your intentions are to make music a career. And with that, I guess we can go into the next one.
All righty. So let's scroll down and see who the next one is up on the chopping block. Okay, here we go. So this is track number 2. Take a listen, you know, critique, and go over to the website, labornews.com, and place your vote for
and
track
in,
number 2.
In,
or, you know, call in and want to make your comments. I guess Michael wants to hear what you have to say.
I want to hear some voices.
So this is track 2.
Yo, intellectual intercourse, stimulating thoughts of all sorts. Noah. My dialect can never be the subject of a suspect. Expect this architect to dissect with his intellect. I'm a disconnect from the incorrect chemisphere. Manifest success through stress and fear. I'm stronger than any drug that medicates. When I meditate, I devastate to penetrate the mental state of any college gate graduate. Like rush hour traffic on the interstate. I advocate, but we elevate, mandate, wait. How can an innate and make cope compensate when his mind spray and slay? I display a ray that portray light, you'll never stray. Adam was deceived by Eve, he believed in Eve. It's not hard to believe, thoughts men conceive. Mentally, I am rap motion, stranded on Patmos, so I gotta keep a gag close. I'm on some next type hype when I write, cause in hindsight, I lyrically shine light. I'm on some next type hype when I write, cause in hindsight, I lyrically shine light. I'm on some next type hype when I write, cause in hindsight, I lyrically shine light. I'm on some next type hype when I write, some next type hype when I write, some next type hype when I write. Brothers try to dilute the attributes, they lack the knack of proof. The facts I shoot makes me me. It's just 300 degrees, I master the elements. 300 MCs, imperfection is irrelevant. I'ma maintain, you gon' be telling it. Cops wanna play war, I'ma lay low. The knowledge ain't free, and these beats you gotta pay for. Each time I complete a level, I defeat a devil within. Mastery of me kills the sin. Cats is going through hell now, the cell sound. Lyrically, I stand tall, you fell down.
Yo, yo, run them pockets, check his pockets.
Cats be like, slow down, but for whose sake? I'm on the lowdown, then I like to watch crews break. When I manifest it, it's like chess fools me.
Okay, so that was track 2. Chat room, what do you think about track 2? Also, you know, if you want, you can call in to 347-857-1189 and press 1 to raise your hand that you want to come on the line with Money Mike and Flava and give your quick opinion. This is a short show. It's only 30 minutes. Most of the tracks are probably going to run about, you know, 4 minutes long. So, but if anybody out there listening live wants to chime in with Money Mike and Flava and let us know your thoughts, otherwise go to www.flavanews.com and click on the Tossem and Flossem page. I'm hoping that the polls will show on that page, but if not, just send a message from that page as to Flossem or Tossem. And, you know, even put in there why you think the track should be kept or dumped. So, okay, so the chat room is saying on this particular track, track 2, said the rhyme schemes were basic and toss it. So
I agree. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that will speak up and voice my opinion on these tracks, because I feel kind of bad. I feel like there should be some music, that horrible music when the villain's coming through should be playing when it's time for me to talk. But again, it's just my honest opinion. I'm not here to attack nobody. It's just my opinion.
So should we go to track 3?
Yes, let's go to track 3.
Okay, let's go to track 3.
I think for the first time in this life that I still got my heartbeat. Still got my feet panted down to the weed. So it's hard to explain what it means. Even for me, but I see that the life I was thought to lead is now being left to bleed. And I'm stepping forth a new man, born again into a new plan. Pushing on my sleeves,
so my heart can rest again, get the sleep that it needs. I feel the green grass poking through to my toes, feel the sun shining down, raining down upon my eyelids, poking through to my dreams, taking a stab at my funny bone, got me wishing I'd spend more time at home, rather than just finding the next spot to roam. More time with the one that makes my heart glow, rather than just arguing with the microphone. More time getting in the know, rather searching for where the beat goes.
The beat goes, the beat goes, goes. The beat goes, the beat goes, goes.
I don't know.
Cause the beat goes, the beat goes, goes. The beat goes, the beat goes, goes.
But I still feel the flame and the smell of brimstone. Wish I'd have been home instead of out riding life like I hadn't been stoned. Dang, what was going through my mind? Getting lost between my vices. Surely it was same device, but why's the price so high? For that behind my eyes, unless the aim wasn't aimed so high. Or maybe I was a bad place, bad time, kind of guy. I have no one to blame but the guy in the lake as it stays plastic. The little boy of plastic, yet it's him. This dead as they go past him, unable to comprehend the sadness. Why must he act like this? The question that was left to answer due to the fact that the man was nothing but a kid. It's such a faint thought. Sad that I barely grasped it. Sad that it took a lot for me to know just where the beat goes.
The beat goes, the beat goes, goes. The beat goes, the beat goes, goes.
I don't know.
Cause the beat goes, the beat goes, goes. The beat goes, the beat goes, goes.
From penmanship upon the sea, it was written with a similar pen tip, recited back with the same list. Seen it twisted so much to ring at the truth, and it's hard to see the false from the truth. So I'll believe it, but only if you do. I'll say it back to you like a story of a child that died twice and faced with both sides left. It's right now, in the dead of the night, living a life of purgatory, gripping to a soul and still awaiting glory. But it fades away like some old stories now, exploring the soul to make sense of why it feels that those ones bow his head to speak to, seem to ignore his pleas. I guess he still can't see, looking into the eyes of strangers, silently screaming, avoid me.
Okay, that was track three. So we've played three tracks tonight. If you missed it and you need to come back, the archive should be available, you know, about 10, 15 minutes after the show finishes airing. And you can come back and check those three tracks out again. If you're interested, we've got, 10 minutes, 13 minutes left in the show. You can definitely call in to 347-857-1189 and voice your opinion on the tracks that you've heard today. Otherwise, I encourage you to go over to flavornews.com and click on the Flossom and Tossom page. Again, I'm hoping that you'll be able to see the polls. All you have to do is click Floss or Toss and then vote. You can also see what the results are of who's voted so far on the particular tracks. And let's go to the chat room and see what the chat room is saying about that third track. Okay, so the third track said it's the best track of the night, nice story, and the hook is catchy, and you can pop your fingers. This particular person said Floss It. Said also the intro was nice. So, Money Mike, what are your thoughts on track three?
Dum, dum, dum. Money Mike. Money Mike says we're going to have to toss that one, too. How do you feel about it?
I am not an expert on hip-hop, so I don't, that's where we have issues, here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's an age thing. I don't know whether it's a... what thing. So for it, honestly, I wouldn't necessarily say that I like any of them. But I think that probably I might say with this particular track out of the three that we've listened to was probably maybe the best one. So, anyway. Yeah.
I think you're going easy. I know it.
I have to toughen up, huh, and be able to say, you know what, that just really sucks. You know, the hook, yeah. You know, as time goes on and I get used to this blossom and toss and keeping it real, you know, Lady Flavor will get better at keeping it real. So, Verbal, I don't know if you want to come in. I see that you're on the phone. So, do you want me to pull you in on the line with Money Mike and I? You don't? Okay, so let's pull in Verbal Skills from South Carolina.
Hello.
Hello, Verbals. So what do you think about the three tracks?
Okay, well, the first one, it had a nice bass line, but the hook was so weak. I mean, you would want something with a song that had that nice a bass line. The hook should have been better. The second one, you had this dude bragging about he was so lyrically this and that. And his rhyme scheme was just elementary. I mean, I thought he was going to spit some real true lyrics like Mos Def or somebody, the way he was talking, and he went, yeah.
So okay. Do you think that you can, like, honestly, like, you know, judge hip-hop music? Is hip-hop music something that you listen to or you have an appreciation for?
Well, I do. I mean, I'm an older fella, so I remember when hip-hop rap music first came out, right? And then you judge the younger ones that come along after them that set a new standard. And you compare the next generation with the standard that has been already set. And that way you can get a fair idea of what's happening. If somebody's bringing something new to the table or somebody just trying to imitate something else, you know, or they lack the creativity. And that second piece, I believe that was what was wrong with that piece, because here you have a rapper talking about, I got the lyrics and I'm this and I'm that. And then he used basic scheme patterns. I mean, you know, he took like five-letter words and rhymed them with five more letter words. I mean, you know, maybe he was trying to get, you know, the elementary school kids, you know, who knows what his target audience was. But if you like, it wasn't no Mos Def. It wasn't no KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely wasn't my boy Kanye.
Oh, no. That's not even close to no Kanye.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I think once again, it's like you got to go into this, you know, we don't really know where that, you know, artist is. Mine is at that time, at that particular time. Maybe they're just doing it for a hobby, maybe not, but... You know, like I said, true music and hip hop to me is something that appeals not to just one crowd, but you know, a multitude, pretty much.
Right. I can agree with that. So basically, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your input because I think that, you know, when it comes to art, I think that we all, whether we have a particular preference in the music we listen to or the poetry or the books that we read, we can still have some form of opinion about the quality of the work that an artist puts out. So, again, I encourage anybody that's listening to this live, that's in the chat room, that comes back and listens to the archives of the first segment of Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom, to go over to FlavaNews.com, click on the Flossom and Tossom page, place your vote on that page if you can't see the polls. And again, just send us a message on that particular page saying Flossom, Tossom, and if you want to add a comment as to why you feel a track should be kept in the rotation on the Mosaic Show and the other shows that we do, or why it should be cut, then let us know those thoughts too. And then On our Sunday shows, we're going to reveal the tracks that we actually keep. We're not going to reveal the tracks that we toss. We're going to reveal the tracks that we keep. So one of the things that Michael and I were talking about, and even Verbal Skills and I have talked about in the past, is, you know, at what point do we let the artist know whether their tracks are good or not? And Michael and I were talking before the show aired today, like, you know, okay, I know that artists talk about the fact that they lack promotional abilities or lack, you know, marketing skills or lack, you know, finances to do certain things or whatever. Has the artist ever thought about the fact maybe their product's not good and that's why it's not selling? So if you are an artist out there and you are trying to sell a product, whether it be yourself as the product, whether it be a book, a musical track, a poetry spoken word track, or whatever, you have a product to sell. The thing is once you step out there and you expose yourself, you are exposing yourself to criticism. And
reality.
I hope that you have enough, you know, backbone to hear what the potential fans and potential consumers think about your product. So this isn't about, you know, being mean or whatever. This is about just like, as Michael would say, keeping it real, you know. So this is, you know, this is for the listener's choice. This isn't, you know, Flava's decision. This isn't Michael's decision. This isn't LA's decision or Verbal Skill in South Carolina's decision. This is the listener's choice, and we want to hear from you. We don't want to put the names out there of the artists. We don't want to put the names out there of the tracks. We want to keep this, you know, impartial so that you just really, really listen to the quality of the work that's, you know, being sent to the Mosaic Show, and, you know, you help us decide, because we have tons and tons and tons of tracks that are being sent. And for those of you that do know or don't know, we have also agreed upon screening tracks for other shows across the globe. So this is not just for what the listeners want for just our shows. This is for what, you know, and who is in the running to actually be chosen to be shared with other shows across the United States. We've only got 2 minutes left in the show. Again, go over to flavanews.com, the Flotsam and Tossam page. If you missed the show, go click the link. The link's going to be right there underneath the voting, or above the voting. I can't remember where I put it. And click the link and listen to the archives. Of course, I'll be blasting this show out once it's made available to encourage people to listen to first three tracks and go vote. And let's see, you know, what the outcome is. So, Michael, we've got 2 minutes left. Do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say to any of those artists out there that whose tracks we did play today, like I said, don't take this as, you know, oh, well, they're just, you know, bagging on, you know, my craft, because this is something that you can actually utilize and flip it into a positive and, you know, actually focus on, you know, what you might need to work on here and there if you plan on making this career. If not, then keep on doing what you're doing and be happy doing it. You know, because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is what's making you happy and nobody else. So, again, if you if we had your track on the show today, don't, you know, feel discouraged. Keep on sending more and more tracks in, you know, and you know, work at it. Work at it. If you love it, work at it.
All righty. So that is the end of the first segment of Keeping It Real, Flotsam and Tossam with Money Mike and Flava. Now go vote at www.flavanews.com and hit the Flotsam and Tossam page. While you're over there, you know, check out all the other features that we have on the site. I encourage you to check out our newsletter. I encourage you to check out our artist feature and, you know, all the other pages that we have over there. But right now, go to the Flotsam and Tossam page and place your vote. Thank you so much for tuning in and participating in this particular segment.